Not a Date by 42 Do Not Panic, read by Co-Prime. Rating, teen and up audiences. Archive warning, no archive warnings apply. Fandom, Daredevil TV. Relationship, Karen Page / Marcy Stahl. Characters, Foggy Nelson. Additional tags, queer platonic relationships, dating, teasing, secret identity. Summary, Marcy invites Karen to go to the farmer's market with her. It's not a date, but that doesn't mean they don't love each other. Hey! Karen picked up her phone, gesturing for Foggy to excuse her as she walked out of his office and into the empty reception area. We were just about to close for the day. Do you want to go to the farmer's market with me on Saturday? Marcy asked, getting straight to the point without losing any time on a greeting or other pleasantries. Like a date? Karen hummed, trying not to let too much of the glee she was feeling at the idea seep into her voice. I don't do dates, Paige, Marcy growled, using years of experience to make sure Matt got every nonverbal signal she was sending to make her eye roll audible over the phone. You don't do romance, darling, Karen teased. You've been taking me out on dates for weeks. I don't do dates, Paige, Marcy insisted. Sure you don't, Karen chuckled, but the farmer's market sounds great. I'll pick you up at your apartment at 8, Marcy decided, humming a goodbye when Karen agreed, then hung up the phone. Another not date, Foggy chuckled, looking up from where he was packing his bag when Karen walked back into his office. Shut up, Karen laughed. Why don't you tell me why Matt hasn't been in the office all week, huh? I told you, he's sick. Foggy rolled his eyes, but Karen didn't believe him. Matt's not been sick a day since I met you, Foggy. There is no way he would miss a whole week of work if it wasn't something serious. Karen crossed her arms in front of her chest. Well, maybe he's starting to become more responsible with himself and the health of our clients, Foggy told her unconvincingly. It's very rude to go to work when you're sick, you know. You never know if you're contagious or if someone you meet may be compromised or something. Sure, he's sick, Karen nodded. Is that why I'm not allowed to visit him too, so I don't get sick? Foggy got caught up for a moment, but then seemingly decided to run with it. Yes, that's the reason. We can't risk that we all get sick, so only one of us should be visiting him. Karen rolled her eyes. Tell him my well wishes are whatever is appropriate for whatever is really happening. I will. Foggy nodded, taking a look through his office to make sure he didn't forget anything before leaving the office. See you tomorrow. Karen grumbled goodbye, then finished off her work and left the office a little later. 2 days later, on Saturday morning, Karen got up early. She took a shower and made herself some coffee that she drank while getting ready for the day. She picked out a dress that she knew Marcy couldn't resist and put a little more effort into her hair and makeup than she usually would day to day. At 8 a.m. sharp, Marcy knocked on her door, equally dressed up and wearing a two-piece set that had been deemed too sexy for the office, but bought anyway when they had been on a shopping trip together a few weeks before. Good morning, gorgeous, Marcy purred, giving Karen an appreciative once-over before letting her pull her into a quick kiss. Good morning, Marcy, Karen smiled. She grabbed her purse and followed Marcy down the stairs and out the apartment building a moment later. They took a taxi across town, making small talk on the way to the farmer's market. The two women strolled over the market. They made their way around the produce and baked goods to the meats area and stopped by the booth Nelson's Meats had here every week for a quick chat with Theo. Karen suggested they get a coffee that they drank while browsing the plants and herbs section before they continued on into the arts and crafts and handmade goods section, where a lot of local artists and small businesses from all over the city had a stall displaying their wares. While they walked, they made small talk, which mostly consisted of Marcy complaining about the sharks in her office, and Karen complaining about Matt being out sick all week and Foggy being suspicious but not wanting to tell her what was going on. You know you are a world-class investigative journalist, right? Marcy pointed this out when Karen complained about Foggy not wanting to give her any information about Matt for the third time. I mean, even I could find out what he's actually doing at home, but you could even do it in a way no one would even know about it. Yes, but... Karen sighed, leaning against Marcy, where they had migrated closer together and were holding hands since at least the coffee cart. He's one of my best friends, and if they don't want to tell me what's going on, there has to be a reason, right? Sure, but if they really are your best friends, then they should at least give you enough information about what's going on with them so you don't have to worry. Marcy shrugged, stopping by a booth and picking up a pair of earrings. These are pretty. They are, Karen agreed. They match that green dress you have. Marcy nodded, holding the jewelry up to her face and taking a look in the mirror before deciding to buy it. She paid the young student working in the store and made small talk with them for a moment while stowing them safely in her bag. As they walked to the next booth, Marcy repeated, "If they really care, they should give you at least enough information so you don't have to worry." Karen nodded thoughtfully. "And I'm not saying you should break into Matt's apartment and find out what he's up to, but if you were to imply to Foggy that you are about to do that, maybe then he'd give you some information." Marcy nudged her gently. "Yeah," Karen mused, "I think I'll wait and see if Matt's back in the office on Monday. If he is, I can ask him myself. For a lawyer, that man is surprisingly bad at lying." "You know, lying is not actually what we're supposed to do, right?" Marcy raised an eyebrow. "Yes, because you'd never bend the truth to keep one of your super-rich clients from getting the sentence they deserve." "That's the difference, my dear," Marcy smirked. "I only bend the truth and pick out the good bits, like you. What Matt and Foggy are trying to do is a straight-up lie, and they have never been any good at that." Karen shrugged and nodded. "Anyway, if he's not back on Monday, I can still think of a different solution." Marcy nodded, leading the way to a booth with all different kinds of pralines and treats. "I got invited to a wedding," she told Karen matter-of-factly, "and I'm supposed to bring a date." "I thought you don't do dates," Karen teased, letting go of her hand to take a look at the display. "I don't," Marcy answered, taking a look at the different chocolates before continuing. "And I very much could just go on my own and catch a pretty bridesmaid, but maybe I would like for you to join me." "Would you like for me to join you?" Karen tilted her head, studying Marcy with a slight teasing smirk. "You're really gonna make me ask, huh?" Marcy rolled her eyes. "A lady likes to be treated a specific way," Karen winked. Marcy pouted, not talking to Karen while they made small talk with the friendly older lady who made and sold the chocolate. "What if I treat you to some ice cream, hmm?" Karen suggested, leading Marcy through a small gap between two huts so she could wrap an arm around her waist and carefully trace a hand along her face in private. "Something sweet and fruity?" "You really are gonna make me ask you," Marcy said. "I am," Karen smirked again, brushing their lips together in a soft kiss. "But it's not like you don't know the answer, so it's only half as scary." Marcy sighed, rolling her eyes again. "Karen Isabel Page, will you be my date for Sam and Jamie's wedding?" she asked dramatically. "Yes," Karen chuckled, kissing her again. "Come, the ice cream awaits." Without another word, she pulled Marcy back into the crowd and quickly and easily led her across the busy square to an equally busy ice cream parlor and cafe. The end. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this work, please consider leaving a comment on the original work for the author.